Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby. Yes, hunty. It is your girl queen's favorite day of the week. Yes, honey. I am so excited that it is finally Friday, okay, because it has been a long week for your girl, okay? I'm out here trying to live life. I'm out here trying to shake a little something, okay? Because I just deserve that. I deserve that, okay? yeah, it has been a super long week, you guys, but I am so grateful to be in here to chat with you, babes. There is a lot we need to talk about, okay? There's a lot going on out here in the planner streets, the planner world. There's a lot going out here in the world in general, girl, okay? It's a lot to be told today. So with that being said, if you are new to Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. As you can see, I'm a little bit wacky, okay? I'm a little quirky over here. But this podcast is all about the babes behind the planners. We also talk about real life. We talk about things that are super deep and in depth. And we talk about my journey to authenticity. And I love sharing that every week with you guys and showing you guys how I'm navigating out here through this journey of authenticity. And if this is something that you think you want to listen to, you need a little, you know, Friday motivation, I'm your girl. So welcome, okay? And if you are an oldie but a goodie, you always tuning in to Fancy Plans and Things Radio, well, honey, you already know. Welcome back, okay? Thank you for tuning in. Like I said, I have the best listeners in the world, okay? Y'all are just dope, and I love y'all so much, and I'm so grateful for all you babes who show up every other Friday to listen to your girl, okay? So, you guys, this past couple of weeks has just been super freaking crazy for me. Like, you guys know that I started, like, taking insulin, and that was, like, adjusting in itself, and then, like, just life has just been a little, you know, up, down. I've been so busy with so many projects, and while I'm so grateful for all of it, your girl is exhausted. I have been putting in that work trying to create content and do different things, and it has been crazy out here, but I am so grateful that I'm getting to work with the brands that I love, and it has just been freaking amazing, and I'm absolutely feeling blessed and grateful, and that I feel like though things are not perfect, there's other things that I want and things that I want to branch off and do. While everything is not perfect, I'm grateful for the season that I'm in, and I think sometimes we forget to be grateful for the season that we're in. Sometimes I think we forget to be grateful for the small things, and in my head, if you can't be grateful for the small things, how are you going to get to that big old blessing that's at the end? You ain't gonna be grateful for that, you know? So I learned how to be grateful for the small things. Just having a little bit of gratitude can take you very far in life, and so I've been really trying to make sure that I have gratitude for the small things and just be grateful. I realize I may not be where I want to be, but that's okay. I'm still striving, still, you know, going towards the goal, you know, and a lot of times it's not really about us, you know, striving for perfection. It's really just striving for progress and to keep putting our best forward, keep putting one step at a time, you know, just doing our best that we can. And when we look back and say, oh my God, I really accomplished that. And it may have took me this amount of time where I thought it was going to take this amount of time, but at the end of the goal or at the end of the day, you were still able to crush that goal. And that's really what it's all about. And I have been really trying to practice that. I have been really trying to give myself grace, okay? Because I feel like a lot of times we talk about giving ourselves grace, and I talk about this all the time. It's like, I tell you guys to give yourselves grace, but I'm not doing the same thing for myself. Like, you know, like, okay, you may not be where you want to be, but you're going to get there, and you're continuing to show up every day to get where you need to go. That's an important factor. That is okay that you're doing what you're doing, and you are giving yourself grace, allowing yourself to take the time, allowing yourself to not worry about being perfect. And I think once I started kind of working on that, like, I'm really working on my perfectionism, because you guys, it is ridiculous. I had it so bad. Like, it's better than it is now than it was, basically, because I had it so bad when I used to film YouTube videos, you guys. It was bad. Like, I would record videos, I would get all the way to the editing process, I would sit down, start editing, and I would see like one or two things wrong that I just felt like I couldn't cut it out without the video looking good, and I would like scrap the whole entire video and I would film over, and I was so hard on myself. So I am really learning to just sometimes, even with my reels, they may not be perfect. You know, I did like a dancing reel. It was not perfect, but I was just being silly and having fun. It wasn't meant to be serious anyway. And I said, stop analyzing over that. Just post it. Just have fun. And so I think you guys, that translated well to you guys that I was just having fun and you guys were, you know, hyping your girl up. You guys are just super supportive. I absolutely love the little community that I'm building and just opening up, you know, to you guys and just us having honest conversations and being real. I think a lot of times these days in the community, we are seen with a lot more cliques and a lot more mean girls. And it's just kind of weird in a way, but I will say that I'm very grateful for the community that I'm building, that we're all allowing each other to sit at the table. You bring what you bring, I bring what I bring. There's no hate, there's no drama. You know, we're not feeding off negativity and stuff like that. And that's really what I want the community to be. And that's really why I'm trying to show myself in that way. And like I spoke to you guys earlier this week in a story, I was basically telling you guys I was in the middle of like a project at that time and I was getting dressed and it just hit me just, you know, tell you guys like, if there's something you want to do, if there's something you want to create, there's somewhere you want to go, there's something, some type of core memory you want to make, go and do that and go and have fun and just kind of like not let it be. Don't overthink it. Give yourself grace. Just have fun in that moment. Tomorrow really isn't promised to us. And I feel like I know that more than anyone these days. Like I said, that experience with like being sick and having to go to the hospital when I had the Rona, girl, it was not a joke. And it kind of made me realize that for so long, you know, that whole year I was realizing in that moment for so long, I was literally just existing. And I was talking to you guys about that in a live where I just felt like I was existing. I wasn't living. I wasn't making like true core memories. Yeah, I have memories and we were doing different things, but I wasn't really living in that moment. I wasn't really living in my body and dressing it the way I want and having fun and creating the content that I want. I wanted to fit into this mold and I wanted to be like everybody else. And I think when you break away from that and you break out of that mold, like you see things so much different. You see things so much clearer and you're like, damn, I wasted so much time trying to be this mold that somebody wanted me to be, like this thing, like they were shaping me and molding me to be this way. And in essence, y'all, that's not what was going to happen. I was never going to be that way. I'm different. And once you start embracing that you're different and that what you bring to the table is what you bring to the table and nobody else can bring it the way you bring it and that you're different and that it's okay to be those things, you're allowing yourself to be free. You're unlocking yourself from hiding away pieces of yourself. And so that's really why, you know, I talk about how my page hasn't been really just my planner. It's been more than just my planner. It's been everything of me. And y'all hear my nails clicking, clacking. Okay. And you also, I want to say this too, before I get into it. If you hear some thumping and bumping, that's little Miss Gabbana, because she thinks that I'm supposed to spend all my time with her no matter what I'm doing. And she also thinks that she's a baby, y'all. She thinks that she's a baby and that I'm supposed to hold her and carry her around and just, you know, give her all the love, which is true. I do give her all the love, but ma'am, you are a turtle. You're not a baby. Okay. But we call her Princess Gabbana because she just thinks that she's like all of that. She literally makes me hand feed her. So yeah, if you hear some clicking, it's probably my nails because y'all know your girl talks with her hands. Two, if you hear some banging, it's Miss Gabbana, okay? Princess Gabbana is like telling me, hey girl, I need you to come out of there because we need time together, okay? You know you be playing with me and talking to me and cuddling with me and hugging me, so you need to come on off that room, okay? Does she run things around here? Yes, she does. So, you know, with all that being said, you know, I just truly am, you know, glad that you guys have just really jumped aboard with me and we have just been supporting each other and you guys are liking the change and the shift in the content that I'm creating and I'm having a lot more fun. I feel like now that I'm able to kind of let out my makeup girl and I'm out my fashion girl and my quirky side and all these different things, once I'm able to let out all those pieces of me, I felt so much better and felt comfortable, more comfortable in my skin. It's still a journey. And like I said, every week I love to talk to you guys about when, you know, this podcast drops, I love to talk about my authenticity journey because again, I hope that my story and my journey can help like at least one person to say, you know what? I am different. You know what? That's okay. And I'm going to step outside of my box. I'm going to be me. I'm going to show the world who I am. I'm exactly where I need to be. And I'm going to do what makes me happy. And I really hope that reaches you guys. I really hope that you feel me and understand that that's really truly what I want, is that you guys are able to just live in a moment, have fun, give yourself grace. And if I couldn't push that anymore on you guys, like I just really want y'all to think about that. So yeah, that is what I've been working on the last couple of weeks, is just honestly just giving myself grace. Because I got really frustrated. I started taking the insulin and the first week, my body was adjusting to the insulin. So I was kind of like, I started in small doses to introduce me to the biggest dose of the insulin. So I started the first week in a small dose, and it was weird because I didn't feel very well. I'm struggling with food, and that's hard for me to admit. And I think sometimes, and this is another thing I would really want to talk about too, because I feel like sometimes when I say I'm struggling with food, some people are like, well, do you have an eating disorder? And it's not really an eating disorder. And also, I don't want to claim that, and I don't want to take away from other people who have actual eating disorders. But as a plus size person, also, I feel like people think that when you talk about struggling with food, they think that you're just sitting down eating gobs of food, like you just like pulling your chair up to the buffet, honey, and just stuffing your face. And that's not the case. For me, I don't eat a lot, okay? Which sucks because I take diabetic medicine. And I feel like the insulin is what it's trying to do is like kind of curb my appetite, which is fine. But then it sucks because I already wasn't eating properly. Like I was struggling with food already. So then like now that it's doing that, I'm struggling even more. So I have been living life off of cucumber slices, apple slices with peanut butter. I like little charcuterie snack boards, you know, with the cheeses and the pepperoni stuff. Y'all, I like that. I have not really, like, I've eaten food, but, like, it's only, like, lunch or dinner or something like that. It's not for breakfast. Like, I struggle so much with breakfast. And throughout the day, I'm really honestly just snacking all day. And then I'm eating maybe, like I said, dinner, or maybe I'm eating lunch or whatever. I definitely do eat dinner because that is, like, me and my hub's time. Like, we eat together and we, like, watch TV shows and all those things. So, y'all know, you know, that's like the best part of my day. Y'all know spending time with quality time with your partner. And that's like our thing, you know? So like, I do enjoy dinner, but other than that, like I struggle so much with like just figuring out what to eat, like for breakfast. Like, oh my gosh, it is like so complicated for me because I feel like the moment that after I like check my sugar, I take my insulin, all those things, right? I get ready to eat. And I want nothing but, like, my cup of coffee, and I've had, seriously, y'all, a cup of coffee, which is my iced coffee most of the time. So I have my iced coffee, and then I'll have, like, cucumber slices. Like, I'm just not into food, and all day it's really just small snacks, like, small, like, little, you know, cucumber slices or apple with, you know, peanut butter or, like, a graham cracker with peanut butter, but nothing that, like, I can just... Y'all, I don't know. And food is just so weird to me because it has to be something that I want to eat. If not, if it's not something I want to eat, I'm not into it and it almost grosses me out. So I struggling with the food has been weird to me. It has been odd to me. And I, like I said, that's why I have my wellness planner and I do document how I feel and stuff like that. And writing down, you know, me testing my sugar and all that. It's just been a lot, okay? And it has been so frustrating. So like that first week was so weird. Then the second week, the dose went up. And I felt okay, whatever. And then it has been giving me stomach issues as well. So that's like something I do have to go back and talk to the doctor with. But it has been giving me stomach issues. And so last Monday, I got ready. And I think I even talked to you guys. I think it was Monday. I was getting ready to do a project. The day that I talked to you guys on stories, I literally had gotten to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, like go and get dressed, whatever. Go do my photos, the things that I need to get done. Right after photos, I just started to feel like sick. I got like, I think I got hot because first of all, we live in Florida, okay? So I got real hot. I started not to feel well. And then the rest of my whole day was just ruined. I was just like, my stomach was hurting. I didn't feel well. I just didn't feel great. So I just went home, finished what my errands, the things that I had to do. I went home and I basically just lay down on the couch and I went to sleep and I just slept off how I felt. And so I have been kind of frustrated because when it comes to like creating content or things that I want to do, it has been definitely more of a struggle on me when I don't feel well, and I can't get what I need to get done. It makes me feel like I'm failing at something, and it's because I'm my own worst critic. I am so hard on myself. And so that is why I was talking about giving myself grace, because I know how hard I am on myself. And it just, I don't know why we're our own worst critics, but it's like we literally beat ourselves up for not being able to accomplish or do something. I even watch moms, how moms have like mom guilt, or like moms have like, you know, they do everything they can for their kids and maybe they just feel like they had a bad day and they get, you know, you beat yourself up about it. And look, if you're a mom or if you are just a caregiver or any of those things, as long as you're doing your best, you are not a failure, okay? And so that is where you come in, is giving yourself grace. I'm learning to give myself grace because I feel like I'm so hard on myself. So I'm working on that. And I'm going to keep talking about the things that I'm working on. So I'm definitely working on that. It has definitely been a struggle. I definitely think I'm going to start back journaling, because I start journaling, I stop journaling. And I think the problem with me with journaling is I want to memory creep and journal all at the same time. And while that's fine, I really just need to journal. I need to just start writing in my journal. And, you know, if I have a chance to make a memory page, fine. If I don't, fine. But I feel like I have all these pages. I want to make memory pages. And then I just never do anything with making the memory pages. I just quit journaling. So I'm going to go back to just trying to do the old-fashioned journaling. If I have time to add, you know, stickers in, I will. But if not, I'm just going to go back to old-fashioned journaling, just kind of get some of that stuff out of my head. Because I think sometimes what it is leading to is that I'm overthinking. I'm overthinking the content. I'm overthinking whatever I'm doing in general. And then it gets me to be like, oh my God, why didn't you do that? You didn't do enough. You know, I could film 5 or 6 videos and like an hour, get 5 or 6 videos done, you know, take a bunch of photos, get everything done, and I still feel like you didn't do enough today. So I'm really like trying to work on that, because if I've spent time making 5 or 6 videos and I have spreaded them out over different platforms, and then I'm taking all the photos and all these different things and other working in my planners and doing other things, it's not that I didn't do enough. I did do enough, and that what I got done was enough. That's, you know what I mean? Like, that's the process that I definitely need to start taking in, because literally I will work, and then still beat myself up and say, well, you didn't do enough today. So I'm really, like I said, work on giving ourselves grace. That is something that I'm working on. And I hope that I can help you by sharing like my little pieces of my story and my journey, because it is not always easy. And being a person who has, like, you know, I have a thyroid condition, I'm suffering with PCOS, and it's just not really easy with, you know, dealing with some of these things, and just trying to like heal your mind and your body, and just really taking care of you. It's not always easy. And that is why I talk a lot about Self-Care Sunday. That's like my day to kind of take care of myself, you know, whether it's me doing my nails, you know, planning in my planner. I'm going to add writing in my journal back, because I really definitely do realize that I do need that. And it's nothing wrong with talking to a therapist if you need to, any of those things that can help you with self-care and just taking care of you and your well-being and your mental health. Do those things for yourself, okay? So with all that being said, okay, those have been my last couple of weeks. I was like, y'all probably like, woo, girl, you've been going through it, okay? It's been a lot going on, okay? And it's a lot more stuff that, you know, I would share, but I'll probably share at a later date. I just don't want to share right now. But while we here talking, okay, because I told y'all we was going to talk about it all. Okay, so for the 2023 planner releases, did anybody buy a new planner? Because I have not bought my new planner yet, because I don't know what planners I want to use. The only planner that I definitely know that I will be using again next year is a SPCO planner, which is Savannah Paper Co. I will be using their planner again for my work planner. But other than that, I'm not really sure. I do think I am going to get another passion planner, but child, I don't know. But let me tell you. And this is not to slam anyone, because I feel like there's enough room out here for everyone. But I'm just going to say this. I felt like some of the disc planners that I've seen coming out as of recently, some of the planner things that I've seen, like people just doing undated planners and not taking the time to educate themselves and put in the dates for important holidays, especially when we fought so hard to get Juneteenth and all these other holidays recognized, and they're not added into the planner. It's giving very much, how privileged are you? And then also, I just kind of feel like, did we really need another discount planner? Like, I really want to see something different out here. I really want to see something innovative. Like, somebody give me something that's so different that I'm like, whoa, okay? For example, like when RSO came out with those planners that they have, where they have like the Tom River paper? Y'all tell me, but y'all know what I mean. That really nice, like Hobonichi style paper. And they came out with the covers. I was like, okay, that's different, girl. That's cute. Okay, I love that. Okay, so I want to see something like that, something a little bit different. I feel like sometimes people are excited to do planners and want to create planners and different things like that. And I know this is probably a controversial topic, because people are like, oh Lord, these opinions. Okay, opinions, unpopular opinions, girl. It is unpopular. But I honestly just feel like sometimes people want things so bad. I feel like you have to realize what your demographic is. Look at the people who are shopping with you. And also, not only that, But you should want to be diverse. We've had years at this point talking about diversity and inclusion and really just taking the time out to support people in this community and show up for them and say, hey, we see you, we recognize you here in this community. And yet again, you see other companies, small companies, big companies do this thing where they come out with planners. They come out with different things and they're not geared towards the Black community at all, or they're just not geared towards Black Indigenous people of color at all. There's no diversity. There's no, you know, inclusion, none of that stuff. And so at this point, I'm really just sick of it. And you can't really say, well, you know, I made it undated so it can be for everybody, because I feel like that's just the lazy way out. I feel like that's an scapegoat. That's a feeling like that's your privilege. Okay. That allows you to be like, well, I left it undated for everybody so they can date it. No, I want to see those things. And even speaking in those things, I even think about, like, if you guys know, I had a podcast before this, and I remember talking to an owner of a certain brand. And at this time, I asked her, like, hey, I would love to see a Black History Month sticker. This is in 2019. It is now 2022, about to be 2023. And yet have I seen those things be added in a Juneteenth sticker, a Black History Month sticker, National Black Love Day sticker, all of those things that you could add into your sticker books, so that you can have inclusion and diversity and truly mean it from your heart. And this is why we talk about people being performative and their actions not truly true. You know, I've seen so many people that joined into that Black Lives Matter planner challenge, and they were all about it. And then when it came to the flip through in their planners, they're like, oh my God, I don't even know why I did a black and white spread. You don't, girl. Privilege, huh? And performative, you know? Like, so it's just really not giving what it's supposed to give, okay? So that's one thing that I really feel like people should really check their pride, their privilege, and their performance at the door. And really, if you're going to create a product that truly can embody what the planner community is. The planner community is inclusive. It is diverse, multi-ethnic backgrounds. In this community, you can draw ideas from all of us and say collectively, these are the things that I saw in this community that I want to put into my planner. I want to bring the best of everyone and put it together and put it into my planner. Not really just you giving subpar level planner and just think we all supposed to be like, yes, honey, we love it. Okay. No, that's not what it's given. Okay. And you know, let's get to the elephant in the room, honey, because we're going to talk about it. First of all, let me just say, okay, under the sea, okay, I am so freaking ready. Why they had to even show us the trailer, baby? Because you're going to show me the trailer and then tell me that I can't see it till May 2023. The audacity, okay? First of all, honey, Hallie, honey. Hallie was out here singing. Okay, she was not singing. She was singing. Okay, she really just made me feel so good when I saw that trailer. And look, I know that, like, my generation, we grew up with the Black Princess. We had Brandy as Cinderella, right? But watching all of those little girls, those little Black girls, like, I knew representation was important. I knew that, like, seeing ourselves in other people or in other things, that, like, Disney princesses or just, like, presidential things or politics, like, seeing Black people in action and in power and being things that normally us Black kids didn't get to be, those things were important, okay? They're very important, like Kamala Harris and, like, you know, seeing the first Supreme Court judge, like, seeing all these different things, right? Those kids reacting to, those little girls reacting to the Ariel being Black, oh, it was just a tearjerker. I didn't record my emotions when I watched it because I was on TikTok and it kind of just got thrown in my face and I was just so excited. Like, I didn't have sense enough to wait. I just wanted to see, you know what I mean? And when I saw Hallie and that whole part of I Wish I Could Be, oh, honey, it was everything to me. I literally got chills and it just made me feel so good and so happy. And, you know, like I said, I'm starting off with the positives because we know we got some negatives to get to, but it was just absolutely freaking beautiful to listen to Hallie talk on stage at D23, because I was able to watch, some people were live at D23. So I was able to kind of see some certain things at D23, which is the Disney Expo. And you guys, I first of all, I heard they only have this expo like once every 2 years, but honey, your girl Queen has got to be in attendance for the next one, okay? I want to see it all. Y'all know I am obsessed with Disney, but to listen to her talk and to also just kind of listen to the director talk and talk about, like, he literally, and I had heard Melissa McCartney say this like months back, that they asked her, did she hear Halle sing? She said that Halle sang, and that when she got done singing, right, Melissa McCartney was like, she was in freaking tears, like floored by how good Halle was, right? And I'm just thinking, oh my God, if this woman, y'all know I love me some Melissa McCartney, because she's just like, okay, I'm a person that I love dirty jokes, and sometimes like she's real raunchy with her jokes and it's hilarious to me. I don't know why, but I just love the, you know, and she does like really weird things in her movies. So if she's playing in a movie, I'm usually going to watch it because I do really like Melissa McCartney. But for her, like, you see this white woman admit that this girl, this young black girl, sung a song so powerful that it moved her to tears. Like, basically the moment her mouth opened, just was like, oh my God. And to hear the director say that Halle was the first to audition, and that she set the bar so high that nobody could touch it after her. Literally, he knew she's the one, okay? And he said that she gave Ariel so much emotion and just like feelings and power, and just like he was like, she's the one. She has got to be in this role. And he's like, even though she's not a seasoned actor, the singing and the acting, the singing was on par, and the acting will come, honey. He was ready to just risk it all because he wanted Halle as the Little Mermaid. And while we're in the midst of all this celebration, it is always like, you know that saying when it's like, when you're black, you're never really alone? Because we're not alone. We're never alone. We're never allowed to celebrate our joys and our victories. We're never allowed to celebrate those things without the negativity. And here comes the negativity and the amount of negative things that I saw, the amount of racist, the amount of disgusting things that I saw on TikTok, on Twitter, just Facebook, just all these places. And one of the things that really got me was, this got me so bad that I sent it to a friend, and I get that she was trying to really help me and just tell me, you know, like, God's gonna get those people, and I totally understand that. But being a black woman and have been called the N-word, and people have said nasty things, and to listen to those things, and dating a black man, and we've talked about, like, if I have children, I'm going to be raising black children and them growing up in this society, and you want to shield and protect them from all of this crap that is going on. It led me back to, this is why critical race theory definitely needs to be taught in school, because these people just say any and everything that comes to their mind. I literally saw a man write out a post talking about, oh, Disney wants to be woke. Well, we'll make sure that they don't make any money. Like, we can all come together, band together, and create a lynch mob, and we can all go out and we can go lynch Halle. In 2022, at your big grown age, you're writing hate crimes and threats on a young black girl over a mermaid that ain't even real, bro. The only thing that I saw, and this is the same thing that I felt as a kid, we had Brandy as the Black Cinderella, which was absolutely amazing. And then we had Whitney Houston as, like, you know, the fairy godmother. And I absolutely love that Cinderella. I think it's the cutest thing ever. But it gave me a chance to love both versions. I love the cartoon version just as much as I love the version with Brandy. I am going to love, I know I'm going to love it, honey. I know that I'm going to love Ariel, okay, the Little Mermaid, live action, the Black Mermaid, just as much as I loved the redhead Ariel of the Little Mermaid. The amount of stupid things that were said, you guys, I was just literally flabbergasted. Too stunned to speak. It was literally just absolutely freaking disgusting to me at how, I mean, just such egregious behavior. Like, I don't even know what other word I could use other than disgusting, because it literally just made me want to throw up. I literally wanted to vomit at the mouth vomit that was coming from these people, from people making little captions, the little, instead of the Little Mermaid, the Little Slave, where they had a mermaid image and the mermaid was in shackles and handcuffs. I think I seen something that said the little, basically the N word, but it was like neglect. Yeah. So it just disgusting, you know, just really disgusting behavior, really disgusting words. People started hating other creators. And one of the things that I really wanted to point out, and this is coming from a person who grew up in church, and I grew up Pentecostal. So y'all know, look it up. Y'all know about them Pentecostal churches. Okay. Here is my thing, y'all. Here is my real thing about it. For so long, growing up in a certain way, you do get, your brain does get trained in a certain way. Like, you think in this certain way of church, right? Until when I got older, I had to realize that my walk with God is my walk with God. My mother's walk with God is her walk with God. Even James's walk with God is his walk with God. Because look, at the end of the day, when God calls us up to heaven, honey, and he got to read that big old book of life, and he start asking questions, he is not about to ask me about Susie Ann's sins. He's about to ask me about Queen's sins, okay? He is not about to ask me, okay, about Judy Boo's sins. He is going to ask me about Queen's sins. He's not going to ask none of them questions about Susie Ann and Judy Boo's, okay? Because he don't care. Because at the end of the day, I have to answer for my actions, okay? That is the thing that people need to understand, number one. Number two, at this point in the game, if you are a white man or a woman, if you are a white Christian, I am afraid of you, because the crap that y'all say out of your mouths and try to wrap it up in Christianity, it ain't giving, boo. It ain't giving. And do you look, and since you trying to wrap it up in Christianity and you so in love with the Lord, honey, well, let me tell you something. Just like you upset with the Little Mermaid, baby, you're gonna be upset when you meet Jesus. You're gonna be in for a rude awakening when you meet the Lord, honey. Because yeah, Jesus is not the white man that y'all keep portraying. So y'all mad about the actions of Disney changing up the princess and the way that she looks, but y'all was fine with changing up the way Jesus looked. Y'all was fine with changing up having Asian actors, right, played instead of playing a role that was made for Asian actors or people of color in general. Y'all was blackfacing it. Oh, and let's not even mention the woman who was in a Christian group who said, was painted in blackface and said, oh, I'm just getting ready to see the Little Mermaid. What about you? But yet you're supposed to be a Christian. Yet you're supposed to be reading the Bible. See, but that means you're interpreting the Bible the way that you want. Y'all are the reason why people do not want to come to Jesus. Y'all are the reason that people do not want to go to church. Because you tie up the love of Jesus into some BS that ain't even real. Okay? Y'all are really just so simple-minded. Y'all are so into, I have to be represented in every angle. I have to be seen. I have to be comfortable, that y'all are willing to step over little black boys and girls because you feel like, oh, my daughter won't be able to be recognized. My daughter won't be seen in this. How will she be seen in Little Mermaid? It's a fictional creature, boo. It's a mermaid. Mermaids do not have race, honey. And speaking of that, you know what's really sad? I feel like black people, we never really get a chance to be in the forefront. We never get to be the main character, giving the main character energy. We're supposed to always be assigned the sassy black friend. That's what they think we should be. So that now that we are the main character, oh, they feel some type of way. I'm honestly just disgusted because I watched kids who were not black watch the trailer of Little Mermaid, and all they freaking saw was, oh my God, it's a Little Mermaid. And then I watched the older kids who did understand, and they were like, oh my God, she's black. Oh, she's pretty. That is what they're thinking about. These kids is not thinking about the BS that these other people are thinking about. Oh, we're boycotting Disney. Disney wants to be woke. We're canceling our Disney Plus. Bye. We don't want you. We don't want you anyway. And here's the thing. Halle didn't come and take that role from nobody. She earned that role. She earned it. She did her thing out there and she earned that role. And whether you like it or not, It's gonna happen. May 2023, we gonna see the Black Little Mermaid. That's what we gonna see, okay? And we all going to see it dressed up as mermaids, okay? It's gonna be 1,000 black mermaids running through the movie theater because that's what's gonna happen, okay? That is what you about to see because we gonna be in the under the sea, okay? We gonna be a part of your world, okay? We gonna change it up because I feel like these people really feel like they own the Little Mermaid from the discussion of, oh my God, her hair is in red. Oh my God, they let her keep her locks. She's a black mermaid. Yes, they let her keep her locks. What in the hell? And these are the same people who want to culture appropriate our hairstyles and wrap it up and tell us, wrap it up in a bow and tell us, oh, it's just hair. Well, baby, it's just a mermaid. It's just a mermaid. Now, if the shoe fit, lace it up and wear it. And y'all know the ending part of that. It start with a B. It's just, I'm so over the negativity. I'm so over the Christianity crap of where we're Christians and we're saving lives and we're supporting this and we're supporting that and we're loving. No, you love who you choose to love. You're not even loving people the way you're supposed to love people. And you literally have blinders on. And I feel like you're choosing to have these blinders on because at this day and age, and especially some of y'all people with this big age y'all are, y'all are choosing to have blinders on to the situation that are happening. And for me, you will never be my brothers and sisters in Christ. If you are a white Christian and you're wrapped up into that BS and that foolishness, we will never be brothers and sisters in Christ because I don't get down like that. And the God that I know don't get down like that either. And some of y'all need to clean up y'all acts because y'all about to, as my mama and my granny would say, y'all about to bust hell wide open, okay? Bust it wide open because y'all are full of hate, disgustiness, and just, honestly, y'all are just nasty. Y'all are just some nasty, disgusting people. Between the homophobes, between the hate for black people, between the telling women what to do with their bodies, these past couple of months have just truly been trash, especially with the white Christianity bullshit. And I'm just gonna be honest, it has been straight BS lately out here, and I am so freaking over it, and I'm so tired of it. What I want to say to Holly is congratulations, girl. You did your thing. And look, as they sound to Hanani is in black. She gonna be black today. Okay, and not only that, honey, but Peter and Wendy. Y'all know Peter and Wendy coming, right? Tinkerbell gonna be black. Yes. Okay. And on top of that, Disney decided to keep the bag going with the black girls. My favorite princess of all time, y'all know, y'all should know who she is Belle, Beauty and the Beast, honey. That is my favorite movie, okay? Why is her going to play Belle? And you know she's black and Filipino. She's going to play Belle for the 30th anniversary special. Oh, honey, I'm gagged. I am so gagged, and I'm so excited for all these black girls clutching they Disney bag. Clutch it, honey. Bring it to you, okay? Secure that bag. I am so excited, and I'm so excited to celebrate black women in the community for just, like, seeing that they're being seen and being heard, and that Disney is trying to, you know, make changes. And look, while we can all agree, while we do think that they should add in new roles for black princesses, they definitely should, because look, I felt like I got gypped. While I do love The Princess and the Frog, Tiana is such a beautiful princess, right? I was very upset with Disney because Tiana was a frog most of the movie. She was a frog. Let's be honest. She was a frog most of the movie. I would love to see them evolve on different princesses where they're not other animals and that they're in their full character for most of the movie and that we can really connect with them. I absolutely love Tiana. I think she's beautiful and she's so cute at Disney. I have yet to like fully get a photo with her yet, but I'm going to be stalking her MK, okay? But I do definitely think that we deserve this. I think we little black boys and little black girls deserve to see themselves in a Disney princess and say, oh wow, I can be a princess and feel beautiful and feel magical and just cherished and just realize, celebrate our melanin, okay? Celebrate the melanin in our skin and celebrate that black is beautiful. We have got to do better, and definitely we need to start calling out this racism. When y'all see something, say something, because the amount of hate and the disgustingness that I have seen going all over platforms Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It has just really been disgusting. And I just knew, like, I know that's one of the reasons why I didn't share the trailer, because I really wanted to come to the podcast and really just talk about how I felt, because I've really been seeing some stuff that is just like, wow. Wow. Tell us how you really feel. All of this over a fictional character. When in essence, Disney gave us two versions of the Little Mermaid to love, just like we have two versions of Cinderella to love. I love the cartoon version of Cinderella just as much as I love the live action, and vice versa. Like, I do not understand what is going on. What is going on with y'all? And these are the same people who are so worried about a black princess that couldn't even worry about their fellow man when COVID was going on. These are the same people that couldn't even put no mask on and cover up their mouth and nose properly. But yet y'all so worried about saving something. And you couldn't even save your fellow brother or sister, because y'all out here just doing the most. And y'all, all of this over a fictional character. Some of y'all need to check into the mental hospital, honey. Some of y'all need to type betterhelp.com into y'all Google search bars, because y'all need some help. Y'all need some therapy, okay? Get it together. Get it together. Just disgusting. Okay, y'all, we're going to stop talking about that, because I do not want to wrap the show up on a bad note. But I had to just get that off my chest, honey. She is... Yes, Hallie, you better sing. Okay, girl? She gonna be black today, okay? I am so ready for Under the Sea. If you are excited to see the live action of The Little Mermaid, go and hit your girl in her DMs at Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram. Let's chat. Let's talk about it. What are you most excited to see? I really was hoping that we could get like a real glimpse of like Sebastian and Flounder, because I really wanted to see that. And oh, y'all, I got one more thing I need to talk about. Let me talk about this real quick, because I watched this video with this girl. And she said one of the dumbest things I could even think of. So you know how in The Little Mermaid, like when they talk, they had like bubbles all around them. So she was comparing that to the live action and was like, they need to fix that. Like other than her, like her race and other things, you know, like they should fix, like this doesn't even look good. Like where's the bubbles around her mouth when she's singing? Like, you know, like she's under the water. And I'm like, oh my God. Y'all are so mad about this girl being black. Y'all starting to get mad about the damn bubbles that ain't around her mouth when she's singing. Bubbles, ma'am. Bubbles. Okay, I just had to put that in there, because like I just want y'all to know how stupid it sounded to me, that it's got to be stupid. Like it's just really bubbles? Bubbles? Ugh, these folks will exhaust you, okay? They will literally exhaust you and just have you just out here in a tizzy over nothing, okay? You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna stop paying attention to them. We're gonna stop giving them attention, and we're gonna continue to praise Hallie, and we're gonna continue to support any black princess or any black role that Disney has, and just really show up in droves supporting our people. That's what we're going to do. And we're gonna annoy these racist folks, because that's what they want. They want attention. They're like little children. They just need attention. Because clearly, if it's not about them, they are all in a tizzy, like, oh my God. And here's the thing. This is another thing that I really want to say too. That emotion that y'all feel, y'all racist, that y'all feel where like you feel like you're not being represented and you're not being seen or heard. Now take that emotion and amplify it about 10 times. And that is how being black feels. That we're not being heard, that we're not being seen, that we're not able to be included in other things, that we're not able to feel like we are allowed to exist in our own bodies and be comfortable in our own skin. Think about those things. Y'all need to really take time and get y'all some help and really think about these things and analyze the situation, because what I'm hearing is your privileges come into play. Hello, my privilege flag is waving. You know, that's what I'm hearing. We have got to do better. And I am just so disgusted. And I know I keep saying we've got to do better. But honestly, it is not on the back of black people to continue to keep talking about these issues. We need people who are not the black indigenous people of color to start speaking up and really standing up and saying, I don't support this crap. And I have seen a lot of content creators who are not black or people of color who have been speaking up. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm really like, just like, thank y'all for speaking up. Thank y'all for standing up, because this is what needs to be done. This is what needs to be said. And we need to be coming together to support each other in these communities, especially as content creators. We should be able to make a safe space for each other and be able to share and show up for each other and really truly be allies, okay? I'm your ally, you're my ally. We're standing in for each other and we're bridging a gap, saying that we're going to come together and we're going to support everybody in this community. We're going to be inclusive, we're going to have diversity, and we're going to love one another. And it's not about skin color. I really wish we could really take skin color out and just realize that people are people, but we know that that is never going to happen, because the moment they see someone black, we are automatically deemed as less than. They feel like they're the superior race, and that is not true. That is not true at all. And it's absolutely disgusting, and I cannot wait for change to come, but I honestly don't think we're going to see change on this earth at all. I honestly don't think we're ever going to fully turn around, because it's just sickening and sad out here for how these people talk to other people, how these people write these nasty racist things online. I feel very comfortable behind that keyboard just typing and chatting away. It is absolutely freaking just gross to me, you know? So with that being said, you guys, I'm gonna get off my soapbox now. I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday. I just am so excited for Friday, y'all. I cannot wait to just chill out, relax, just have a good time, watching maybe a movie, playing a little bit of Switch, because I have not been playing my Switch either, y'all. I have not played Animal Crossing in like a month, and I just recently started back playing, like doing a little bit of checking in, but I haven't like played, and I want to like play on my island and do a couple things and just relax and have a great weekend. So I want you guys to do the same. Make sure you relax, have fun, have a great weekend. You know, it's Friday, baby. Okay, go out there and have a good time. Do what you gotta do, okay? But do something for you, okay? Because you know that Sunday is self-care Sunday. Mm-hmm. So y'all know what y'all should be doing. What? Taking care of you, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. So take time to write in that journal. Take time to paint your nails. Do your hair. Do something that for you to make you feel good. Whether it's taking a trip to Target, boo. Whatever you want to do to make yourself feel better, go and do that. Also, make sure you guys go over to Fancy Plans and Things Radio into the podcast page and check out my Buy Me a Coffee link. I did set up a coffee page instead of, like I told you guys, that I did close down the Patreon about 2 months ago. So I did set up a coffee page. You guys can go over and check that out with Buy Me a Coffee if you guys want to donate to the show or anything like that. I also do have my Cash App still in my bio underneath the podcast, so you guys can check that out. And also, you guys, you can also make sure you just hop on over to my DMs so we can chat about the show this week. I would love to chat with you babes. That's one of my favorite things every week to do. And also, I wanted to remind you guys that if you are looking for any shops that I PR with or work with, or some of my favorite shops to shop with, especially for planner or planner accessories, stickers, whatnot, it will be linked down below. Of course, we have Savannah Paper Co. We have quite a few shops down below, so make sure you check those out as well. And so until next time, y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and get up out of here, okay? So I will see y'all next time. But until next time, y'all already know what to do, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all know, stay fancy.